Hey everyone, Brett Middleton here. Thanks so much for joining me for this second episode, sticking with me after the first one, if you listened to the first episode. In our last episode of Working Out and Talking Marketing, I discussed a little bit about how to stay sane, entertain your children, balance online learning for your kids and work. It's not easy. And we discussed a little bit about free advertising credits that are available from platforms like Google and Facebook, and just a quick tip about how to create a crisis structure of your campaigns. If you didn't check that out, make sure you listen to it now. Oh, well, after this one, after listening to this episode. All right, let's get into today's episode of Working Out and Talking Marketing with Brett Middleton. All right, so I am riding the bike again. I'm about 52 calories burnt into this while I was setting up the episode, making sure I had some idea of what I was going to say. I think what we're going to cover today, from a little bit of a personal, just surviving coronavirus perspective, one of the things that has sort of dawned on me lately, besides just making sure that we're giving our family, our kids, our spouses a little bit of extra slack. We all need to be just a little bit more intentional in what we do with every minute of our day, you know. And that doesn't necessarily mean be as productive as possible. It doesn't mean spend every second doing only something that you love doing. And I'm not one of those people who's going to tell you that you should not spend a second of your day wasting time on consuming media, TV, social media. I think those things are super important. You should just make actual decisions about how you use that time. So what I like to do to unwind, I play some Call of Duty, some Madden 20 with a buddy of mine who we've been playing Madden every year since college. And instead of just playing video games or watching a movie, just whenever there seems to be a little bit of time, I'm making a decision to plan that out ahead of time, make sure that the kids are entertained, put to bed, they've had a great day. My wife doesn't need anything from me. There's nothing really important in my business or things around the house that I have to do. When you are neglecting the rest of your life to do something that's indulgent, that's when it becomes a problem. So just be really intentional in how you spend your time. Whew. Okay, so let's check in on this workout here. Hopefully some of you are working out along with me. This doesn't seem so ridiculous. About 114 calories burnt. Okay, we're killing it. Now, the marketing subject for today is, what are some things that we can be doing during a little bit of downtime to create long-term value for our business from a marketing perspective? So in the last episode, we talked about some changes that you can make to your advertising. Some ways that you can make changes, and some credits that you could be taking advantage of. How do we translate that into other areas of marketing? I'm going to focus on two things that you can do right now with zero cost. One, go out and sign up for a 30-day trial of VWO or start using Google Optimize. Now, what I want you to do with that is analyze your conversion funnel, find those pages on your website where people are falling through the cracks. You know, they're not taking that action that they should. The content is a little subpar. The design is a little clunky. Let's use these next 30 days of decreased business, increased free time as a marketer, and really focus on identifying testing opportunities on your site to increase conversion rate and give your users a better experience. Number two, one of those things that can tend to be neglected after the initial setup is your email marketing. So if you've been just using something like a MailChimp or even just sending out email from your Gmail account, now is the time to go in there to your current platform, see what new features have been built out, see what new cool things you can do, work on revising your ad copy, work on revising the design of your emails, even creating new workflows that you had always kind of wanted to get, like don't just have an email funnel for leads who are coming in that you're trying to close, but make sure that you have an automation in place to onboard someone along with your sales team or whatever other processes are in place. Deliver information over email that people are going to find useful, and don't rely on people to make that happen. Build out an email workflow for every step of your business that will make your customers' lives easier. Another thing that you can do to facilitate that is sign up for, similar to what we want to do with VWO, look for free trials that you can get into. Like if you're an e-commerce business, reach out to Drip for a free 14-day trial. Check out HubSpot for a free trial. Take advantage of this time. Take advantage of trials, any subscription that you can get some use out of for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and do it. Whew. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I am just exhausted. That's 150 calories in. That is hopefully at least one or two interesting marketing ideas that are going to help you just close additional business, be more efficient, and come out of this thing stronger on the other side. Good news for my listeners. I have started to reach out to a couple of potential guest hosts, people who are going to come on and share their expertise around things like managing a remote team, continuing to keep a company culture intact when you're distributed. These are some really important things that we need to talk about right now. So make sure that you keep listening in. I'm sorry again that I'm so out of shape, but that's just the way it is. I'm going to close out with a little bit of inspiration. I actually have this tattooed on me. My favorite philosopher is Jean-Paul Sartre. It sounds really, it makes me feel like a big old nerd to say that I have a favorite philosopher, but it is what it is. He is a French existentialist. One of my favorite quotes from him is, "Everything has been figured out except how to live." Everything has been figured out except how to live. Now, that's really open to interpretation. You should think about that and figure out what it means to you personally. What I feel is that, you know, he's saying that we have an understanding of what it's like to go to work, what it's like to raise a family. We do all these little activities throughout the day, but unless we're actually being in that moment, enjoying it, choosing to really actually participate actively in what's going on around us, pursuing what is, like, what it actually means to be alive, because we have, you know, unless we're really thinking about what we're doing, it may never end up actually being a life. It's just a series of activities we had to do. Think about that. Think about what it means to you to figure out how to live. And try not to drink too much, I guess. On the other hand, just on that note, my personal favorite quarantine drink is a blood orange bourbon sour. So what you're going to do, get yourself a nice bourbon like Elijah Craig Small Batch. You should cost like $22, nothing too crazy. Either your own, either a sour mix or make your own with half simple syrup and the other half being lime juice and lemon juice, and then squeeze out half of a blood orange. Make yourself like a nice little batch of that. Well, it should be roughly half bourbon, half your sour mix and blood orange juice. Oh my God. Okay. Drink that. It'll relax you. It won't be too crazy on the calories. It's a nice little mix up if you're more of an old-fashioned drinker. All right. Enjoy yourself. Oh, okay. Slowing down. Final calorie burn count right around 200. Thanks so much for listening to episode 2 of Working Out and Talking Marketing. Feel free to reach out anytime to me, Brett at brett-middleton.com. Find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. Shoot me any questions that you have, anything that you are particularly worried about, anything that you'd like to learn more about. Just keep in touch, guys. All right, thanks, and stay tuned for the next episode.